Okay, my friends, now we move on to the chapter number 5 of your subject cost accounting. The chapter name is cost, volume, profit and break-even analysis. Now, as I told you, cost accounting, the major function of cost accounting to plan out the profit or to decide the which level of activity is best for the company or to decide whether to go for a particular product line or not. To decide whether to continue the particular product line or to discontinue the particular product line, right? All this decision making is done in cost accounting people department. It is done by the cost accounting people in the cost accounting department, and for that they use certain techniques. That techniques we are going to learn in this chapter, which is called cost, volume, profit analysis and break-even analysis. Now, these are the two techniques through which the management of the company decide that which level of activity will cost them, what will be the total cost, what level of activity should the company maintain that will reduce the cost as well as which will maximize the profit, how the cost behave at the various level of activity and which is the best suitable level of activity, how to plan out the profit when there is fluctuation in the market price. All this type of decision regarding the planning of the profit, regarding the level of activity, can be done with the technique called cost, volume, profit or analysis and break-even analysis. So in order to follow these techniques, first of all, the management classify the expense into two categories. The expenses are classified. The expenses are classified on the basis of behavior. I repeat, for using these techniques, that is cost, volume, profit analysis, first of all, the management has to classify the expenses on the basis of behavior. On the basis of behavior. When I say behavior, the expense can be classified on the basis of behavior as variable expense and fixed expense. I repeat. On the basis of behavior, if the management classify the expense, they can be classified on the basis of behavior as variable expense and fixed expense. Variable expense are all direct expense. And fixed expense are indirect expense. The expense, variable expense definition goes like this. The expense which behaves, which varies with the production. I repeat, the expense which varies with the production is variable expense. If the production level is increasing, the variable expense will be increasing. But if the production level is decreasing, the variable expense keeps on decreasing. That is the specialty of variable expense. As we have studied this classification in the first chapter of cost accounting, on the basis of behavior, we will classify the expense as variable and fixed. What is variable expense? The expense which varies with the production, which are calculated as a proportion on sales, They are also called percentage of sales. They are calculated on the basis of sales. So they are called expenses based on percentage of sales. So variable expenses are those expenses which varies with the production, The specialty of variable expense is the cost per unit of the expense remains the same, but the total amount will increase or decrease depending upon the level of activity. I repeat, variable expense, the cost per unit will remain same, and the total amount, of variable expense will either increases with the increase in the level of activity or decreases with the decrease in the level of activity. So that is the reason it is called variable expense. Whereas fixed expense, they are indirect expense. Those are the expense which does not fluctuate with the production level. It will remain the same whether the production is 0, whether the production is 1, whether the production is 10,000, 1 lakh, 10 lakhs. But the amount of fixed expense will remain the same. It will not fluctuate because they are based on time. I can give you the example of both the expenses, variable expenses like raw material cost, labor cost, and other direct expenses of the production, which varies with the production. Whereas fixed expenses are those expenses like admin cost, means administrative cost of the company, right? So rent, rate and taxes, printing and stationery, postage and telegram are comes under fixed overheads, whereas raw material, labor, consumable stores consumed during the production as per the production level, so they are all variable expenses. So in order to apply this technique, first we have to classify the management. In order to apply these techniques, we have to classify the expense on the basis of behavior. I hope you understood. We'll move on to now. We'll learn something about what is cost volume profit analysis. Now, cost profit volume analysis will give you a relationship between the cost and the revenue on profit. It will give you a clear picture of the effect of cost and revenue on the basis of it will give you a clear picture of the effect of cost and revenue on the profit. I repeat, cost volume analysis gives you a clear picture of cost and revenue. Revenue means sales on profit. Now, cost depends on various factors. The cost of the company's production depends on various factors. First, the volume of production. First is the volume of production. If the volume of production is very less, the cost will be less. If the volume of production is high, the cost will be high. So, first factor on which the cost depends is the volume of production. Second, internal efficiency of the business, of the production department. If internally the workers are efficiently working without wasting time, as well as with their maximum efforts by reducing the wastage, scrap in the material, by doing an effective inventory control, all this will lead to the in return gives you the effect on the cost. If the wastage is more, and if the workers are not working efficiently, the cost will automatically increase. But if the wastage is less, the workers are efficiently working, the cost will reduce. So thus, cost also depends on internal efficiency. Then, cost depends on product mix. Now, what do you mean by product mix? Means sometimes we have to sell the product together at a combination. For example, if I am selling the auto, a car, along with that car, I have to give jack and the toolbox to the customer while selling it, because the jack will help them to do the puncture, to replace the tire which is puncture. So that is a combination. So they are not producing jack and this thing, but they are selling it. When the car is sold, the jack and the toolbox are given to the customer, to the person who buy the car. Similarly, such type of product mix always are combination. Like if you buy a big Fair & Lovely cream, you will get a small sachet of Clinique gel free, Clinique shampoo free. So such type of product mix, because if the product of same company, they may sell in the combination. So that combination, when they are selling, this one product may be having high cost and other product may be having less cost and greater margin of the profit. So when you are selling, when you are deciding such type of combination, when you are deciding to sell together such type of combination, at that time also cost will affect, right? So this is the first point. First point was what will affect the cost. One is the volume of production. Second one is the internal efficiency. Third one is the product mix. Fourth one is the method of production. If you are using highly sophisticated machinery for production, definitely the level of production will be, the production will be very high. That will put less cost, that will put less pressure on the cost. For example, if you go to Diu Daman, there is previously all the plastic industries were established in that area. And they had set up a machinery plant, which they, with the help of that machinery, they used to produce 10,000 tons plastics in 1 week. So they were doing very good. But the cost of 10,000 tons plastic, they used to pay, say, 1 week ka wages 1 week production cost, 1 week electricity charges, power, everything. So they have to spend for 1 week to get 10,000 tons. Now, in that area, the Reliance industry has set up a machine with a new sophisticated technology in that 10,000 tons they get in 1 hour. The production which other company were getting in 1 week, they are getting 1 hour because the methods of production is very sophisticated. They have a huge plant set up at Daman, the Reliance industries. So the work which is done by other company at 1 week, now they are doing in 1 hour. That means definitely it will put lead pressure on the cost. Though there will be the cost of that buying that machinery will be high, but that has put less pressure on the cost of production. If the cost of production is reduced, you will be getting a better margin of the profit. Because the plastic will be sold at the same rate the others are selling. But I may be in a position to reduce the cost because my cost of production is very less as compared to the other company. So I will be in a better position. I will be in a higher level from the other company, the Reliance company. Okay, so method of production also affect the cost. Then the size of the plant. If the size of the plant is very less, means very small, then the cost will be less. But if the size of the plant, if the operations, if the industry which is set up by the company is very huge, then it will take more cost. So this is how the various factors affect the cost. I right now made a point that the cost volume analysis, the cost volume profit analysis helps the company to see the clear picture regarding the cost, see the clear picture of the effect of cost and revenue among on profit. Right? So we'll move on to the next part of this chapter is what? How it is done, how this technique is helping the company. So cost volume, for applying cost volume profit techniques in the company has to first bifurcate the expense on the basis of behavior, that is variable and fixed. Just now in the previous session, 5 minutes before, I've just explained you that in this analysis, if you want to use these techniques, I have to first classify the expense into two categories, fixed and variable. What is variable expense? The expenses which varies with the production, if the expenses are if the production is high, expenses will be high. If the production is less, expenses will be less. Such expenses are called variable expense. The specialty of variable expense is what? The CPU, the per unit cost will remains the same. When I'm telling you that variable expense are those expense which varies with the production. But the specialty of variable expense is that the per unit cost will remain the same. For example, if the material cost for 1 unit of production is 100 rupees. Suppose if the material cost is 100. So per unit is 100. If you produce 2 units, you have to pay 200. So the cost is increasing. If you produce 20 units, the cost will be 2000. The cost is increasing, but per unit cost will remain the same. So that is a specialty of variable expenses. Variable expenses are those expenses that the in total, they will fluctuate. Either it will increase with the level of increase in the level of activity or decrease with the decrease in the level of activity. But the per unit cost will remain the same. Whereas the fixed expense are those expenses. Fixed expense are those expenses which in totality remains fixed. In totality it remains fixed means the total amount of expense incurred which are fixed in nature remains fixed. Though the production is 1 unit, 10 unit, 100 unit or 1 lakh units, it will remain the same. For example, all administrative costs, office expenses of the company, of any manufacturing company, it is a fixed expense. It does not fluctuate with the increase in the level or decrease in the level of activity. So such type of expenses are called fixed expense. Now, cost volume analysis. For applying cost volume analysis technique, we have to first bifurcate the expense into fixed and variable. Cost. What is cost volume analysis? It is a technique through which it will show a clear picture of the effect of cost and revenue, the cost and sales on profit. If the sale is high, cost is less, profit will increase. If the sale is high, cost is also high, profit will not increase in that proportion. So there is always a relationship between cost and revenue on the profit. So that can be used as a technique for various decision making purpose. Okay, so cost volume analysis, profit analysis can be expressed in three methods, can be expressed by three ways. One, it can be expressed in three ways. One, two, and three. Now, what is the first one? It can be expressed in the report format or statement format. It can be expressed in report format or statement format. Second, it can be expressed in charts. It can be expressed in charts. And it can be expressed in mathematical calculation. Mathematical calculation. Mathematical calculation method. Or mathematical deduction method. So, cost volume analysis can be expressed in terms of three various methods. One is report or statement method. We'll make a report of showing the effect of cost and revenue on profit, or we make a chart, a diagram representation, or we can calculate this analysis by using some mathematical formulas. So let us study certain mathematical formulas, because chart, report and statement varies from companies to company. Charts also varies from companies to company depending upon the nature of the business. But the mathematical formula for all the company will remain the same. So, in order to understand this concept, I would like you to follow a cost structure which will help you to understand this concept very effectively. So, I would request you people to please take a pen and a rough book so that you can write along with watching this video. Yes, so I am giving you a 2 minutes time so that you can get a paper and a pen, right? And similarly, what I am explaining you, you can jot it down along with watching the video, because that will have a great impact when you see the video. Thank you. So I am giving you 2 minutes time. Till that time, I will rub my screen so that I'll show that cost structure to you. Okay, so follow that cost structure. The cost structure goes like this. This is the cost structure. I want you to make this cost structure very effectively, and at the same time record this in the pustak as well as mastak. Not only pustak, but I want you to record it in the mastak also, because pustak you can't carry it every time with you, but mastak you carry every time with you wherever you go. So that will help you. Right now if you are writing in pustak, no problem, but after completing seeing this video, you just jot it down to your mastak also. That is my sound request. Please, if you liked it, the request, follow it. If you don't, India is a democratic country. So, you have a freedom to do anything. Thank you. So, move on to the topic. What is the cost structure? That is, this is your particulars. Rupees means amount, and per unit cost. PU means per unit cost. Okay. So, first in the cost structure will follow sales or revenue. Right? From the sales, you deduct the very first is variable expense, variable cost. You deduct that. This is per unit cost. So I'm just taking it as small, this thing, figures. Okay. So this will give you a contribution. Now please follow this cost structure to understand this concept more effectively. This is not there in your textbook, but I am giving it to you so that this concept becomes very simple for you. Yes, so can I move further? Have you jotted it on your rough book? Right? In the pustak you record it now, but in the mastak you can record it afterwards after completing the whole video. Okay, fine. After contribution, from the contribution, fixed cost is deducted. That will give you the profit, my dear. That will give you the profit. Now, in the whole chapter, I'll be using some short forms so that you'll be able to understand, because I will not keep on writing the whole word, because that is waste of time for you as well as for me, right? Because you are watching me, so I want the best use of the optimum uses of your time. You'll get the maximum information, knowledge. So I'll be using certain short forms. For sales, I'll be using variable word as S. For variable cost, I'll be using V. For contribution, I'll be using C. And for fixed cost, I'll be using F. And for profit, I'll be using profit, P. So in the whole chapter, after this explanation, I'll be using short forms. So don't expect, sir, what is S? So tell that people who are watching this video in the middle of the, if they are watching, tell them, because they will not understand what story is going on, because I'll be using the short forms. So please tell them so that it becomes easier for them if he's watching the video in the middle, from the middle. Okay, fine. So this is the cost structure you have to follow every time. Sales minus variable cost. I will be calling that variable cost as V. So S minus V gives you contribution. Contribution is C. C is not cost in this technique. Okay, in this cost structure, C stands for contribution. Contribution is nothing but total of fixed cost and profit. Contribution is nothing but total of fixed cost and profit. And in this techniques, we give importance to contribution. Higher the contribution, the product is more profitable for the company. Lesser the contribution, product is less profitable for the company. And at the end, when you sell the goods, suppose you have produced 10,000 units. Out of that, 4,000 units is sold. So from to that 4,000 contribution, we charge the whole fixed expense of the company. So fixed expense is charged at the last from the contribution. They are not charged at the beginning in this techniques. So please, what I am saying, that fixed expense will be charged on the cost, but on the contribution, not on the production. Fixed expense, in this technique, the all fixed expenses are charged to the product, means deducted from, for getting the profit from contribution, but they are not charged to the production cost. In this techniques, the whole production cost is the total variable cost. I repeat, in this whole technique, the total production cost is a variable cost. Yes, so I think you have already jotted down this cost structure. Can I move on to the next part? Because I have to give certain formulas to you, which I want you to be very much keen about learning that formula. Those who are already from the commerce section, they know all this formula. They might find this video not interesting, but this is for my all non-commerce student people. So whether it is commerce or non-commerce, please try to enjoy that. I will make this session more and more effective by giving you different examples. Okay, so it is a request, please write down the formula along with me. So I'm giving you certain formulas, please jot it down. I'm going to rub this. Yes, so this is, now you have to follow the various formulas. The very first formula you have to follow is contribution. Now in the contribution, see, I told you I will use short forms now. Yes, so contribution is sales minus variable cost. What is contribution? Sales minus variable cost. This is the first formula, right? Again, contribution, another formula is fixed cost plus profit. Contribution, another formula. I repeat, C is not cost, it is contribution. In the previous part of this video, I have made you make a cost structure. In that cost structure, I have made it clear that I am going to use the short forms. Okay, so next part is C is equal to, one more formula for contribution is sales into PV ratio. What is PV ratio? I will tell you. Don't worry about that. But the next formula is, this is one formula. Please jot it down in a pustak as well as mastak at the same time. am giving you 1 minute time to record it. This is 1 minute time for you. Record it. So in the pustak you have jotted right now, please jot it down in your mastak as well. Yes, done. So what is the formula? Say contribution is equal to S minus V. Contribution is equal to F plus P. Contribution is equal to sales into PV ratio upon 100. So this is the first formula for contribution. Okay, now we'll move on to the second formula of this chapter, which will help us in doing this cost volume analysis. Second formula is PV ratio, profit volume ratio. Profit volume ratio. Profit volume ratio, short form we call it as PV ratio. PV ratio. Now PV ratio, we have two formulas for PV ratio. One is, this is the second formula. I am giving you the second formula, PV ratio. PV ratio is contribution upon sales into 100. PV ratio is contribution upon sales into 100. Now, this is the first formula. Second formula is PV ratio. This formula is used when you have, this formula you will be using in order to know the profit volume ratio. What is profit volume ratio? It is nothing but, it is a percentage of contribution. In this techniques, the whole importance is given to the contribution. If the product is giving larger contribution, it is earning a good profit for the company. If the product is giving lesser contribution, the company is not enjoying getting a good returns from the particular product. So here, in this technique, since I have classified the expense into on the basis of behavior as fixed and variable, the total production cost is nothing but only the total of variable cost. Whereas in traditional costing method, total production cost is variable cost plus fixed cost. In traditional costing method, total cost plus fixed cost was the total production cost. Whereas in this technique, in this cost volume analysis technique or in break-even analysis, when you are following these techniques, these two techniques, right? There is one more technique which is there in the 8th chapter, which we are going to do simultaneously, because after 5th, you should go and see the 8th chapter. So that you, there will be a connection, because 5th and 8th chapter are one in the same. They are divided into two groups, but they are the same. So after completing, after seeing the, watching the chapter number 5, I will request you to go to chapter number 8. So that it will help you. There is a connection between these two. Though they are staying apart, they are living apart, but they are given apart in the textbook, but they have connection. So it is my sound request to all my friends who is watching me right now and enjoying the video. I don't know whether enjoying or not, but still, I'm from my side to be very confident, I am saying that you are enjoying the video. So for that, if you are following, if you are if you want to learn this chapter technique effectively, after this chapter go to chapter number 8 video together, you see, and then after doing this you will be able to understand the whole technique effectively. Okay, so the next formula, this formula is useful for the company when they are comparing 2 years sales and 2 years profit. So with the help of that also they can find out PV ratio. PV ratio is nothing but it is a percentage of contribution on sale. It is a percentage of contribution on sale, because in this techniques contribution is given more importance. So what is the formula for PV ratio? Difference in profit upon difference in sales into 100, my dear. What is the formula for PV ratio? Difference in profit upon difference in sales into 100. So this is the second formula. Got my point? So I'll be just writing all the formulas for you, so that afterwards this chapter will go in a smoothly, a continuous flow with that. Will go in a flow then. Okay, so PV ratio. Shall I repeat the previous part once again? Contribution. Yes, I want to know from you, my dear. Yes, you are watching me right now. Hi. Hi, first of all, good evening or good afternoon. I don't know when you are watching me right now. But whatever time it is, I am saying good evening or good afternoon or good morning or good night. Right? So, what was the formula? Contribution is equal to S minus V. Wow, that's great. You have already effectively recorded in mastak as well. That's great. Okay, what is the second formula for contribution? F plus P. Kya baat hai? Very good. And the third formula is C is equal to sales into PV ratio upon 100. Wow, that formula is reversed here for getting PV ratio. See, contribution formula is sales into PV ratio upon 100. But if you want to find PV ratio, contribution upon sales into 100. Okay, and the second formula for PV ratio, this formula is useful for you to calculate the PV ratio when 2 years sales and 2 years profit is given. So difference in profit upon difference in sale into 100. Right now, these two formulas are clear. Everyone, yes, my friends, yes. Okay, fine, no problem. Move on to the third formula. We'll move on to the third formula. Yes, third formula is break even point. I'll just give you the point formula. Afterwards, I will come to break even analysis. How this technique helps the company and what are its objectives, right? That we'll discuss later. But just now, you please jot it down the formula. Break-even point. If you want to find the amount in units, means break-even point. What is break-even point? First of all, I just want to tell you, what is break-even point? That the point where there is no profit, no loss. The sales. You are selling that much units that out of, by selling that, you have already recovered your whole cost of production. By selling that, you have already recovered your whole cost of production. Right? There is no profit. Acha, when I am using that word, that the sale where you have covered all cost, all over cost of production, in that case, I am talking about variable cost plus fixed cost. Yes. Here, when I am talking that there, the sale, the quantity, the amount of sale where you have covered all profit, all cost of production, that means variable as fixed together, then that amount of sale is called break-even point, where the level at which, the sale at which there is no profit, no loss for the company. And nowadays, every company is working on that point, break-even point, at least service industry, as well as, see, in all mobile industry, automobile industry, no, they are not, their core business, in their core business, they are not intending to earn more profit. See, Samsung, suppose if I take an example of Samsung, Samsung mobile company. Now they are putting and introducing a new model in a, of mobile in a market. In within 1 month, they only introduce a second, which is upgraded version of the previous one. So in this type of market, in this type of competition market, where they want to survive in this market by giving new and new product to the customer. So what is their basic idea is to, whatever they are producing, just try to cover that cost within 1 or 2 months of time. Because in the second month, after 2 months, you are going to launch a new product. Or some other company will launch a new product which is more superior than your previous product. So, in order to survive in the competition market, now each and every company follow on break-even analysis theory. Why? Because break-even analysis theory, break-even analysis theory tells the company that at the core business, don't think of much profit. If you are able to cover the cost within 1 or 2 months, that will make you sure to go for the new production. But at the core business, they are not making much margin of profit. Say, if I say that cost is 2 rupees, so they may be selling it at 2 rupees 5 paise. 5 paise margin, negligible margin of profit. But they will create a market, they will calculate, means earn the profit during the service time. For example, if the automobile industries, they sell the car and the cost of the car will not have much profit margin, because they are intending to, because they are also working at a break-even analysis, because the competition life of a product, of an automobile product is very less. Because see, if I take an example, Etios was first introduced. And within the 6 months, within 6 months, they launched Niva. Within 6 months, they launched with diesel. So petrol, petrol car, Etios, demand automatically fall down. So they are not thinking that how much profit they have earned. They are thinking that in this 6 months, whatever cost I have incurred, at least that I should recover. That is break-even analysis. So that idea to the company, various companies, is given by break-even analysis. That is what break-even analysis is implemented in each and every company. I can say that in each and every company, this analysis is used for decision-making purpose. Yes, now it is interesting. I think it is interesting now. Yeah, because I can see that Kavita and Rudra and everyone is laughing at me. Means they are smiling, not laughing at me. They are smiling, they are having a good sweet smile in the face. Yes, you agree with me. That's great. Chalo, move on to the break-even point. Break-even point is a point where there is no profit. So, now you will ask me, sir, you are telling that the business organization is not keen to earn a profit. So, how they will survive? Definitely, that is a very good question. So, what should be the answer? Tell me. Sir, right now you told us that every company is working on break-even analysis. That whatever they have produced, sell it in a unit that they will get recover the cost. So, where they will earn the profit? Can you tell me? Automobile industry, they sell the product. Suppose the cost of production is 10 rupees, they will sell it at 10.5 rupees, 10.50 paise. Just an example, okay? So, in that margin is very, very negligible. So, how they can survive? Such a huge company, how does they can survive? They survive at the time of service. They give you three free service. In that free service, nothing is free, my dear. Only the labor cost is free. Rest they charge. For the parts, they charge the total amount. Though they might have got that part at 2 rupees, but they will be charging because you are taking from them single units. But they have taken that part in lump sum quantity, or they have produced that part in lump sum quantity. If you are producing or buying that part in a lump sum quantity, definitely the cost will be less. But when you are individually selling it, so you will get more price. So when the service is taken place, they at that time, they charge you for the part. And at that time, the parts are sold individually as a separate goods. So there they earn profit. Though they have got the part at 2 rupees. But when you are selling them, when they are selling it to you, they are selling it at 200 rupees. So in this way, during the service period, they charge you and they earn profit there. Not at the core business. Similarly, in mobile industries, mobile manufacturing company. Take the example of Samsung. Samsung, if their production cost is 14,000, they may sell it at 14,200. They may sell it at 14,200. Right? But that means they have not earned much profit. 200 is a negligible margin on in terms of cost. 14,000 is a cost and you are selling 200 more at a more increased price of 200 rupees only. That is a very negligible margin. But when you come to that they give you 1 year warranty period. At that time when you come to the service center, after 1 year period, when you come to go to the service center, at that time they tell you, sir, for giving quotation, we will charge you 500 rupees. Yes, you have dealt with such type of situation. Yes, I can say that you have gone through this situation. They will ask you, sir, for giving quotation, we will not repair your phone. For giving quotation, we are charging you 500 rupees. At that time, you said, okay, fine. So, 500 is charged without any work. After that, for every part, they will charge separately. Labor charges separate. And at the end, total it and service tax extra. They will give you the amount. At that time, they earn money. So, now, because of competition, this analysis is getting more and more importance in each and every firm. Yeah, so I think now break-even analysis is also clear to you. What is break-even analysis? The sale where there is no profit, no loss, means the company by selling certain part of their production, they have recovered the cost of the production. That is called break-even analysis.